speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight this morning and for the rest of the week. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 30th of September. It's a Monday, last day of September. And folks, the coup is ongoing. The coup is in action. The desperation of the deep state is causing them to make all sorts of mistakes. We'll go over all of it over the next 3 hours. This is the David Knight Show. I want to start off this morning with the updates that are coming in by the minute from Donald J. Trump's Twitter feed, because my goodness, there's a lot of interesting stuff here. I'd like to start here with this one. Just 47 minutes ago, Donald Trump tweets out, Representative Adam Schiff illegally made up fake and terrible statement, pretended it to be mine as the most important part of my call to the Ukrainian president, and read it aloud to Congress and the American people. It bore no relationship to what I said on the call. Arrest for treason. So that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump tweeting out with a question mark, a threat to arrest Adam Schiff for treason. Now, I plan on spending the entire first hour of today's program on this impeachment nonsense. And I'll tell you, it's hard to cover this type of stuff because it's so outrageous. It's so absurd the way the Democrats are acting. I'd love to be able to do this show where anybody can tune in, right? I don't want an echo chamber. I don't want to just preach to the choir. If you're tuned in now, if you're an info warrior, you know, already, then you probably already know how I feel about the Democrats and how typically this lays out. But I'd love to do a show where everybody could watch, where a Democrat could tune in and, you know, not hear insults directed towards him, but hear the facts laid out. But the facts are that I can't do that because the Democrats, they just act too ridiculous. Like, I can't approach this in any way other than let's laugh at and let's point out the absurd and outrageous hypocrisy of the Democrats. So I'm sorry, I got to be a little bit partisan. I'll try not to be, but this is just the way this works out. If you want to have any semblance of reality in what I'm presenting you, well, the reality is that there is a faction of people within our government, and to be fair, it is on both sides of the party, but right now, obviously, it's the Democrats are the main sort of hub of this faction that has been for decades working very hard to undermine every aspect of America, of this republic, of the Constitution. And now what we see are sort of their desperate attempts to regain the ground they've lost over the last 2.5-3 years, ever since Donald Trump got put into office. So this impeachment inquiry, make no mistake, is a direct response to the fact that Donald Trump is rooting out this illegal and treasonous cabal within the United States government. So that's the groundwork that we need to lay before we continue talking about this impeachment. But Donald Trump continues to tweet out. He says, again, the president of the Ukraine said there was zero pressure put on him by me. Case closed. He continues in all caps. Donald Trump continues, who changed the long-standing whistleblower rules just before submittal of the fake whistleblower report? Drain the swamp. And then he tweets out hashtag fake whistleblower. So I will get into that as well. I'll talk exactly about what the rule is, how it was changed, what it means now, how the rule change allowed for this whistleblower to go forward, when it was changed. We'll go over all of that in the next hour. In the next segment, I'll be going to a John Bound report. Later in the show, I will be joined by Eric Peters from epautos.com. Tons of great videos for you. Tons of great stories. Mondays are fun. Mondays are fun because we have the whole weekend of absurdity to dig through. And in fact, over the weekend, I was listening to NPR and I heard this conversation with the author of Impeachment and American History. Heard quite a few interesting things. I have the transcript of that interview in front of me. So we'll be going over it all. This first hour will be dedicated to the impeachment. Once that's over, we'll get into all the other news that you need to know. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, taking your calls later in this hour. Don't go anywhere, folks. Infowars.com/show is how you support everything we do here.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion. Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 30th of September.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Sorry, folks, I'm talking over the liner there. I'm just too excited. There's too much news to get to. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, who is on vacation this week and will return next week. Luckily, I'm sitting in for him not because of a medical situation, as I was in the beginning of this year. Much happier circumstances, I'm glad to say. So, as I mentioned in the last segment, I will be spending this first hour on the impeachment nonsense that's going on. And really, this is an important, it's an important thing to understand that when we talk about conspiracy, which we do here on InfoWars rather a lot, people tend to get the wrong impression of what a conspiracy is and what it would mean for a small number, you know, comparative to the population of the world, a small number of very elite people and families controlling, pulling the strings and working behind the scenes to manipulate much of what's going on in the world out, you know, away from the prying eyes of the public whom they ostensibly are ruling over and acting for. People think that basically it means an all or nothing thing, right? Either everything is totally controlled 100%, nothing you believe is true, therefore Donald Trump must be a plant, Hillary Clinton's a plant, you know, everything is a big conspiracy, and you know, it's all one big plan from 13 families that meet together. And, you know, some people might believe that, but for the most part, if that's the impression that's given off, it's like, all right, that's ridiculous, totally untrue, nobody is pulling all the strings controlling everything. The other flip side of that is sort of the what's presented on the mainstream news, that everything is as you see. There's nothing going on behind the scenes. We're totally upfront and honest with you about everything. Now, that is quite frankly more ridiculous to me out of the two options. But the reality is, and the reality that you have to understand is, that there are these massive conspiracies. There are these people pulling strings behind the curtains and manipulating things to benefit them to, you know, rob and take advantage of the American people, people around the world. And you can actually see what they're doing because they put little hints out in the public. You can grab here or there and understand what's going on behind the scenes. And you can see how they react, or you can tell who they are, and you can tell what they want by how they react to certain things. So when we look at this impeachment inquiry, what you have to understand is that Donald Trump sort of crossed a line with them because he has been working behind the scenes to investigate them, putting together cases. You know, if you believe in Q or that sort of thing, you think it's just, you know, this massive sort of counter conspiracy of patriots within the United States government. I don't think that's actually too far off. But basically you have Donald Trump working against this large faction of people who work to undermine foreign countries, to take advantage of them, to put people in power, and you know, put people in positions of wealth and privilege because of their ability to, take advantage of the American people. They wield the power that has been placed in their hands by the American people to take advantage of the American people and to gain wealth and prestige and power for themselves. And so what you're seeing here is that Donald Trump basically is getting way too close to finishing up this investigation, way too close to exposing them. And when we talk about the Ukraine, well, there's a lot of fingerprints on the Ukraine. There's Soros's fingerprints, there's Biden's, there's Clinton's, there's Obama's. Everything can become unraveled by what happened in the Ukraine during the 2010s. And that is what Donald Trump had started to poke into when suddenly the cabal the conspiracy said, we cannot let him get any farther. We have to impeach now. We'll get into all of this and more as this hour continues. First, I want to go to this report by John Bound. The Democrats are the ones who should be impeached.
Not enough that they be hypocrites about what they do. They have to be hypocrites about how they do it. And an impeachment of a president is an undoing of a national election. And one of the reasons we all feel so angry about what they are doing is that they are ripping from us. They are ripping asunder our votes. They are telling us that our votes don't count. And that the election must be set aside.
That was pre-lap band backslider Jerry Nadler defending Bill Clinton during his impeachment after Clinton lied under oath. Fast forward to today, and the Democrats are hypocrisy incarnate.
The IRS, what do they say sometimes, late than ever, better late than ever, now formally apologizing to Tea Party groups over this Obama-era targeting, they said those groups are saying was going on.
Take the IRS situation first. I first learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this.
They were asking for the names of donors of the organizations. They wanted to know what groups that the individuals had talked to, what politicians they had met with, what was the substance of their conversations. And on pro-life groups, they actually put out in a question that the opinions that you're advocating are not based on science. Now, how was that the IRS determination of whether they could do that or not?
Impeachment is to deal with the abuse of presidential power, and that's what an impeachable offense is. An abuse of presidential power. So when Richard Nixon ordered the Internal Revenue Service to harass political opponents and lied about it, that was an impeachable offense. When Richard Nixon ordered the CIA to interfere with the FBI to have a cover-up of illegal operations and abuse of governmental power, that was an impeachable offense.
Well, we want to know if the FBI's decision-making was impacted by politics, as we suspect. There's no rhyme or reason to the effort to exonerate Hillary Clinton, other than they wanted to protect someone who was a candidate for president of the party that was running the administration at the time. You know, how was the rule of law applied? Was it applied in a way that the American people expected by both the FBI and Justice Department under Barack Obama?
This is, in sum, in character, what the president was trying to communicate.
Propaganda was waged in the hallowed halls of the U.S. Capitol. How many Americans, with the collusion of the Mockingbird media, were duped to actually think that what Schiff read was the truth? If Schiff doesn't resign, as President Trump has suggested, Schiff himself should be impeached.
Adam has also leaked incorrect information to media outlets. I wish, Adam, we're serious about oversight. There's a lot that needs to be done in the intelligence community about leaks, about FISA. He's not interested in that. He is interested in undoing the 2016 election results.
Meanwhile, in the alleged whistleblower's complaint against President Trump that was declassified and released to the public, a partisan CIA whistleblower claimed President Trump threatened the Ukrainian president to play ball or he would withhold U.S. assistance to his country. This was another lie. The Ukrainian government didn't know the U.S. had suspended aid to the country until 1 month after the call. Then there are the Democrats who committed the very quid pro quo they are accusing President Trump of. Robert Menendez, Richard Durbin, and Patrick Leahy wrote a letter to Ukraine's Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko expressing concern at the closing of four investigations they said were critical to the Mueller probe. In the letter, they implied that their support for U.S. assistance to Ukraine was at stake. The Democratic senators declared, "We have supported the capacity building process and are disappointed that some in Kyiv appear to have cast aside these democratic principles to avoid the ire of President Trump before demanding Lutsenko reverse course and halt any efforts to impede cooperation with this important investigation. In the Democrats' mind, a witch hunt targeted at our executive office is just fine. But when that executive office utilizes its privilege to investigate corruption within the Democratic Party, all bets are off. What we are seeing is the deep state flexing its six ways from Sunday corruption. And in its wake, a Democratic Party that as a whole has acted with impeachable tyranny, utilizing the propaganda Obama legalized.
Meddling in the 2016 election, which has been documented that they meddled in the 2016 election, a DNC operative
that's
met
Russian
in the Ukrainian
propaganda,
embassy.
That's Russian propaganda, Mark. You're that's Russian
it's actually,
propaganda.
No, it's actually in Politico, as reported by Ken Vogel,
Mark
who
Lutter.
Works for the New York Times Mark now.
To hijack the levers of government to exact revenge for the impeachment of Bill Clinton and the failure of Hillary Clinton's bid for totalitarian control. John Bound report.
That's John Bound. Of course, you can find that video on Infowars.com as well as band.video. Folks, download it, re-upload it, send out the link to your friends. That's how we get around the censorship that Infowars has been under for, just over a year now. Still going strong because of you. By going to Infowarsstore.com, you make this all possible, folks.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last across the board. At least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can.
I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars, and we are the individuals that have done the research to understand the globalist battle plan, and we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just wanted to take time out again to salute the audience because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that your operation would not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items, 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future.
I want to thank the listeners of this broadcast. I want to thank our affiliates. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the InfoWars crew. And I want to thank God in heaven, the ruler of our universe, for the fact that Donald Trump is delivering on so much he's promised to do. The speech at the UN is as important as Eisenhower's military-industrial complex, beware their tyranny speech, where he talked about a technological elite. He came out and he exposed how big tech is a new ruling class that is manipulating the minds of the people and engaging in massive oppression. And he talked about how globalism is not the future of the world. And Trump has done a great job exposing the UN, the globalists, and the Chi-Coms in their house that the Rockefellers set up in New York, the UN. This was incredible.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight this morning and the rest of the week, although Greg Reese may be taking over on Friday. Maybe we're co-hosting. Stay tuned to find out. David Knight is on vacation. Now, we are covering some of Donald Trump's tweets from this morning. Of course, his tweets all weekend have been rather entertaining and the talk of much news coverage. But this is what he tweeted out this morning, in all caps, I mind you. Who changed the long-standing whistleblower rules just before submittal of the fake whistleblower report? Drain the swamp. So what is he talking about? I have the answer for you here. The article is at Infowars.com. Intel community quietly scrapped requirement for, quote, first-hand knowledge before CIA rumor blower relied on hearsay, as opposed to whistleblower, I guess. So on September 24th, days before the anti-Trump complaint was declassified and released to the public, a new version of the whistleblower complaint form, revised in August 2019, the Disclosure of Urgent Concern form, was uploaded and used by the CIA employee to file the complaint. And while the public just learned about this a week ago, the whistleblower letter to House and Senate Intelligence Committee chairs Adam Schiff and Richard Burr was dated August 12th, the same month the form was updated. So we have this whistleblower complaint submitted in on August 12th, okay? But it wasn't until September, 27th or 24th, where the document was actually uploaded. In the in-between time, the rules for the rules of requirement for whistleblowing to be an official whistleblower through the official whistleblowing channels, well, it was changed. It was changed from having to have firsthand knowledge of the event for which the whistleblower was that the whistleblower was exposing to not having to have firsthand knowledge. You can just hear about something and whistleblow about something that you hear. So the brand new version of this whistleblower complaint form, which was not made public until after the transcript of Trump's July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky, and the complaint addressed to Congress were made public, eliminates the firsthand knowledge requirement and allows employees to file whistleblower complaints even if they have zero direct knowledge of underlying evidence and only, quote, heard about the wrongdoing from others. The internal properties of the newly revised Disclosure of Urgent Concern form, which the Intelligence Community Inspector General requires to be submitted under the Intelligence Community Whistleblower Protection Act, show that the document was uploaded on September 24th, 2019 at 4:25 p.m., just days before the anti-Trump complaint was declassified and released to the public. The markings on the document state that it was revised in August 2019, but no specific date of revision is disclosed. So that's somewhat important, because if it was revised after August 12th, then essentially this whistleblower came to Adam Schiff and Richard Burr with this complaint, and, you know, maybe what could have happened, speculation, is that they looked at the whistleblower complaint. They said, oh no, Donald Trump is looking into our dirty doings, our dirty dealings, our corruption in the Ukraine. We need to stop him. We need to make this whistleblower complaint public so we can then form an impeachment inquiry or whatever we need to stop Donald Trump from looking into what we did in the Ukraine, but we can't do that because the whistleblower doesn't have firsthand knowledge. He doesn't actually, qualify as a whistleblower. So what do we do? All right, we change the rule. So if the rule change happened after August 12th, that means we can pretty much assume, speculation once again, that maybe the rule change was done specifically to allow this formerly unallowed whistleblower complaint to move forward. And what we know happened was that this rule change was not made public until just a few days before the whistleblower complaint itself was made public. A previous version of the document provided by the ICIG and DNI until recently declared that the whistleblower complaints must only contain firsthand knowledge of alleged wrongdoing and made clear that hearsay, gossip, or rumor would be rejected. So previously they had to reject such things as hearsay and rumor. Well, they changed that rule just in time. How convenient it was for them that this rule change happened just in time for them to make this whistleblower complaint public and impeach the president. The Ukraine call, and this is a breakdown from the Federalist, the Ukraine call complaint against Trump was riddled not with evidence directly witnessed by the complainant, but with repeated references to what anonymous officials allegedly told the complainant. And they have a huge list of all of these qualifiers. I have received information from multiple government officials. Officials have told me. Officials with direct knowledge, etc., etc. The officials characterized this meeting. Multiple officials told me. You know, all of these sort of, I didn't hear about it, but, oh, I heard through the grapevine that this happened. Okay, I'm blowing the whistle based on gossip. That's what that means. And if any doubt remains, the CIA employee told Schiff and Burr in their August 12th letter, quote, I was not a direct witness to most of the events, which is repeated in the actual complaint as, quote, I was not a witness to most of the events described. Now, while the complaint alleged that Trump demanded that Ukraine physically return multiple servers potentially related to ongoing investigations of foreign interference in 2016 elections, the transcript of that call between Trump and Zelensky shows that no such request was ever made. The complaint also falsely alleged that Trump told Zelensky that he should keep his current prosecutor general at the time. Well, that exchange also did not happen. Well, the complainant also alleged that Breckbull, a U.S. State Department official, was a party on the phone call. Well, that also wasn't true. Okay, so not only is this whistleblower complaint based almost entirely, in fact, I would say entirely, off of hearsay and gossip, which was not allowed under the previous whistleblower rules, oh, until those were changed around the same time. In fact, just a few days before this whistleblower complaint was made public, not only was it based off hearsay and gossip, the pertinent facts of the complaint are demonstrably false. Okay, so this is what this entire impeachment case is based off of, and what can we learn from this? What we can learn from this is rather obvious. The intelligence community, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, all of the myriad alphabet agencies that we have are working together, conspiring hand in hand with the Democrats to undermine President Trump. Now, we knew this already, but this is pretty much proof positive, right? They want to do something to attack Trump. They change their own rules in order to allow it. They are just totally bald-faced in their lies about what happened on the phone call with Donald Trump. And it's all working together. Democrats, the media, the intelligence agencies, all can be considered one faction in this, one cabal, coordinating with each other. In fact, in next segment, I'll get into the fact that Joe Biden's campaign has sent a memo to CNN and other mainstream media outlets demanding they no longer allow Rudy Giuliani onto their programs. And that's the type of demand you can make when you are in bed with the media companies, when you have sway over them. I mean, this is just a very brazen sort of suggestion. We'll get into that in the next segment. What you have to realize is that the intelligence community will change their own rules. They'll do whatever they want. And basically, they have intelligence agents listening into Donald Trump, spying on Donald Trump, monitoring everything he does. And so what happens? Well, Donald Trump starts to investigate their dirty doings. Donald Trump starts to look into what happened in the Ukraine with Biden, with Obama, with Soros, with Clinton. And suddenly, that intelligence agency, which is spying on him, decides to whistleblow, decides to leak. They change the rules to do it. They get the Democrats in bed, and now they're all impeaching Donald Trump together.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
The final days of September are turning out to be incredible. Trump's speech at the UN was like oxygen to a man who's been held underwater or a big old glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. It was amazing. And it shows that we've done our job, you've done your job, to get the word out about who the real enemies of human freedom are, the globalists. Globalism is not our future, and we're going to defeat it together. But now the battle has quickened. They're trying to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've got the best products out there that you absolutely need, and we're selling them at huge discounts, but we got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. So we've got Black Friday, comes 2 months early for the whole next week, 50% off store wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out and help fund this revolution for a pro-human future at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes 2 months early for the next week at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beet formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports, one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Ooh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beats is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it out of the tongue to absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beats today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beats at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beats with free shipping and double Patriot points.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This kid was paid $600,000 because his name is Biden by a gas company in Ukraine, this super corrupt country that just had a revolution to get rid of corruption. It just looks bad. And the Republicans are geniuses at muddying the water.
Not on this one.
Just to know, it's all going to be about, you did this in Ukraine, well, Joe Biden did this.
It's too swampy, and the anti-swamp candidate is Elizabeth Warren. I say Elizabeth Warren gets to win off this one.
I say this is the kind of speculation that may keep us busy when we're bored, but nobody will know what the American people are ultimately going to say. I will say this, when you talk about Trump versus Biden, Donald Trump's extended family has made more money off the connection to Donald Trump in the 3 years since he was elected than Hunter Biden could make in 10 lifetimes.
Say it.
Right. Being accused,
I know, but
being accused of having your family profit from
I'll go ahead and point out that is an absurd lie, and that basically all of Trump's businesses have been losing money since then. Let's keep it up. I want to hear what Bill Mayer has to say in response to that.
That's whataboutism, and we don't do this on the show. It's too easy. We do better on the show. I think Elizabeth Warren wins because she is an anti-corruption candidate.
Oh,
obviously, Trump's children are all degenerates who haven't worked a day in their lives.
Oh, my God. Okay, I changed my mind. Take them down. I no longer care what they have to say. But that was Bill Mayer bashing basically the Democrats for their hypocrisy, which he is actually want to do despite being an extreme leftist. And it's such an obvious comparison. It's not whataboutism. It's an obvious thing to notice. I mean, it's not hidden anywhere. If Donald Trump, I mean, Donald Trump Jr. and Donald Trump and Ivanka, I mean, if they, you know, have a school full of children stay at their hotel, it's articles across all of the main newspapers. I mean, I should have printed some out. Maybe I'll find some during the break. But I mean, any slightest hint at maybe impropriety, even though they are business people, they run businesses, they make money constantly, they would be if Donald Trump's president or not. Hunter Biden, on the other hand, kicked out of the military, in and out of rehab, married his dead brother's wife. I mean, you want to talk about degeneracy? You want to talk about degenerates? Yeah, don't look at Donald Trump's children, the, you know, very successful, real estate moguls with, families and no. Don't look at them. Look at the Bidens, but just leave it up to Bill Maher to be the only, intelligent Democrat out there pointing out the utter hypocrisy, the obvious double standards when it comes to covering Democrats versus Republicans. And of course, you see the Democrats basically totally blow them off and, oh, they really don't care. And Elizabeth Warren's the anti-corruption candidate. And to be honest, yeah, Elizabeth Warren is going to be the presidential candidate. Joe Biden didn't have a chance before this. He sure as hell doesn't have a chance now. But that's not stopping his campaign from being outrageous, from making demands of the media to cover their campaign in a way that they want it to be done. So this is a letter from the Biden presidential campaign that was sent to the heads of all of the major media networks, including ABC, CNN, Fox, and others. They say, quote, "We are writing today with grave concern that you continue to book Rudy Giuliani on your air to spread false, debunked conspiracy theories on behalf of Donald Trump. While you often fact-check his statements in real time during your discussions, this is no longer enough. It's no longer enough to combat facts with facts. It's no longer enough to have an argument on air. Now you're not allowed to even present the other side's argument. That is a violation of the Biden campaign, I suppose." He said that it continues, quote, "We write to demand that in service to the facts, you no longer book Rudy Giuliani, a surrogate for Donald Trump, who has demonstrated that he knowingly and will willingly lie in order to advance his own narrative." Well, that's a lie. And I just want to see, do they stop booking Rudy Giuliani? Do they bend their knee to the Biden campaign? Is this collusion between the Democrats and the media, as if we needed any more evidence of that? Right. Well, here we have this, you know, he's talking about fact. It's no longer enough that you just fact check on your show. And there's this magical term, fact check. Like whoever the fact checkers are, have all the facts. And you're just checking with them to make sure that you're right. And they know the truth. They're God, after all. Well, in this article from Business Insider, fact checkers at the Washington Post and elsewhere found that the prosecutor, this is the prosecutor that Joe Biden demanded be made to step down. They found that prosecutor had not been investigating the company at the time he was forced to step down. So, you know, it's like, that's what the fact checkers say. That's gotta be true, right? Well, the reason that Rudy Giuliani was asked to no longer be allowed onto the media by the Biden campaign is because he was pointing out the fact that this is not a conspiracy, and it's certainly not a debunked conspiracy, because we have the statements under oath sworn by that prosecutor. But first, Giuliani says that he didn't start out investigating Joe Biden. He fell upon Joe Biden while he was investigating how the Ukrainians were conspiring with the Hillary Clinton campaign to turn over dirty information, including something for which a Ukrainian has already been convicted. So he says he has a very solid basis for doing this. So let's just skim right over the fact that Hillary Clinton was provably involved in exactly what Donald Trump is being investigated for. Let's gloss right over the fact that we have video of Joe Biden saying that he used his position and withheld aid money to the Ukraine by demanding that the prosecutor be fired. But we actually have this witness statement of, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his middle name, but Viktor Shokin, who was the prosecutor who was fired under the demands of Joe Biden. And he says, "It is clear to me that certain U.S. officials from President Obama's administration, in particular the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, directly manipulated the political leadership of the Ukraine on false pretexts in order to prevent DF, who is Dmitry Firtash, who's a businessman. He's a businessman from the Ukraine. He had to flee to Russia during the revolution. He was going to come back to the Ukraine. The U.S. was saying they wanted to charge him. They decided they could not charge him because he hadn't committed any crime. So they got these right-wing militias to threaten him and demand that he not be allowed back into the country. When that didn't work, then they went after the prosecutor. So there you have the prosecutor saying that it was interference by the President Obama's office, especially Joe Biden. He continues, quote, if the U.S. presidential administration had indeed wanted to prosecute this guy, the correct legal procedure should have been followed. And he goes through the correct legal procedure. But he says that didn't happen because he says, however, instead of this, the state officials from the U.S. presidential administration who had substantial influence on the entire law enforcement system of the Ukraine did not take any actions in regards to bringing criminal charges against DF in Ukraine. Therefore, I believe that having realized they could not mount a sustainable prosecution in Ukraine and following the recent loss in respect to the extradition case in Austria, they took active steps in order to block his return to the Ukraine. He continues, quote, Poroshenko asked me to resign due to pressure from the U.S. presidential administration, in particular from Joe Biden, who was the U.S. vice president. Biden was threatening to withhold USD $1 billion in subsidies to the Ukraine until I was removed from office. Now, the official reason put forward for his dismissal was that he failed to secure the public's trust, but he'd never had any complaints about his work. There had been no grievances against him or allegations that he had committed any corruption-related or indeed any other criminal offenses. He continues to in explicit words to say, the truth is, I was forced out because I was leading a wide-ranging corruption probe into Burisma Holdings, a natural gas firm active in Ukraine, and that Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was a member of the board of directors. I assume Burisma, which was connected to gas extraction, had the support of the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden because his son was on the board of directors. On several occasions, Poroshenko asked me to look into the criminal case against Burisma and consider the possibility of winding down the investigative actions in respect of the company, but I refused to close the investigation. Therefore, I was forced to leave office under direct and intense pressure from Joe Biden and the U.S. administration. So so you have so-called fact checkers at the Washington Post saying this is a debunked conspiracy theory, despite the fact we have a sworn under oath affidavit by the man himself saying this is exactly why I was fired. Joe Biden demanded I was fired because I was investigating his son. That's not enough for the fact checkers at Washington Post. And since the fact checkers disagree with the facts, Rudy Giuliani can't go on TV.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. And it goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early, in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David as he's on vacation. Now, Donald Trump, on the 29th of September, so that was yesterday, he tweeted out this quote of this pastor, and it ends with this sentence: if the Democrats are successful in removing the president from office, which they never will be, it will cause a civil war like fracture in this nation from which our country will never heal. I second that sentiment. I believe that if the electoral process is not respected, if our president is forced to step down because of a partisan charade game, basically orchestrated and designed and all rolled out by the intelligence agencies, the unelected deep state, then, yeah, that means our government is broken entirely. It means we, the people, no longer have a say in our government, which is, you know, the reason we have a government. It's in the first sentence, we, the people, right? Well, it means it's totally broken down, and it's time to settle things, right? The tree of liberty needs to be watered. So he's exactly right. I'm completely for that. And we don't know what is coming around the corner. And whether it's a civil war, maybe it's just a natural disaster, maybe you should be prepared. Maybe you should be prepared for some of the intricate networks that make up the modern world, the infrastructure, the transportation systems, all these sorts of things are actually rather fragile, I have to say. And what's the old saying? No country is more than 3 meals away from a revolution. Well, folks, if the revolution comes, make sure you have plenty of food, I guess is basically what I'm saying. And tell you what, InfoWars is here to help you with that, because right now we have InfoWars Life Select storable food options that are 50% off if you get the 3 month, 6 month, or 1 year supply, 40% off for the 4 week or 2 week supply. But really that 50% off when you buy sort of the higher volume stuff is really, where you get the big savings, and it's better to be prepared than not. And of course, if you have a family or if you want to be taking care of your neighbors in times of trouble, then, buying a little extra is good. You can store it for up to, I believe, something like 20 years. And, it's just better to be prepared than not, whether it is a literal civil war with the breakdowns that would cause that, or maybe it's just some of this insane weather that we're seeing. Snowstorms now, record snowstorms in the Midwest. The hurricane seasons are getting more intense. Better safe than sorry, because by the time you need it, it's going to be too late. Infowars.com, InfowarsLife.com, and InfowarsStore.com is where you go to take advantage of these 50% off deals and get some of that packaged food that can just sit in your basement, sit in a closet, sit under your house, sit in your car. It can sit wherever for about 20 years, and if you never need it, great. That's good news as far as I'm concerned. It means the civilization didn't collapse. But if it does, then this is something that will be more valuable than gold, is food to eat. So take advantage of that, and not only will you be preparing yourself for disasters up the road, you will be helping to fund this program and everything we do here at InfoWars, fighting to prevent that exact civil war. We don't look forward to a civil war. We just know we'd win one, basically. And that is true power, right? And that's true mercy. It's like knowing that you can completely destroy something and showing mercy to it and going, look, I don't want to do this. We want everything to be solved in the way that the founding fathers intended. That is, by going through the correct processes and responding to the people of America through their electoral will. So Donald Trump tweeting out not only that maybe Adam Schiff should be arrested for treason earlier this morning, but yesterday retweeting basically a warning of civil war. And again, it's not a threat. It's just the reality. It's just a fact of the matter that the supporters of President Trump will not stand for the Democrats coming in and removing our president after their Russia probe failed, after their scheming since before Trump was even in office. Do you remember when they tried to hijack the electoral office and all those Hollywood celebrities came out saying, just change your vote. Just go against the will of the people. Listen to us, the oligarchy. Yeah, Democrats, you're real populists, right? But speaking of impeachment and the way that this should go, and that, you know, maybe we should pay attention to the electoral process and not undermine it, there was a conversation on NPR with the author of a new book called Impeachment and American History. Now, I do not suggest you go buy this book because it was on NPR, so it can't be good. But essentially, there have only been three impeachment processes in the entire 235 years that this country has been around. There have been three impeachment processes. The Johnson, who was put in after Lincoln's assassination, Richard Nixon, and of course, Bill Clinton. This guy says the founders agree amongst themselves that any president guilty of bribery or treason had to be removed. So that was sort of the main reason for impeachment, is that if a president caught being bribed or being treasonous, then they would have to be removed. But they use this other term, high crimes and misdemeanors, to basically mean, as he says, the crime would have to be against the state, against the very Constitution, some conduct that would undermine the very fabric of society they were trying to knit together. He says the reason that impeachment was kept on the shelf for over 100 years after the Johnson impeachment process was that it was viewed on all sides in the American political community as highly partisan. But it doesn't always have to be the case. And in the Nixon era, in fact, there was a model impeachment process, this guy says, where the Democratic leadership bent over backwards to make sure that the process was as bipartisan as possible. In fact, it was led by a Republican. And so he continues to say that this was one of the reasons that Speaker Pelosi decided to shift the focus of impeachment inquiry from Chairman Nadler of the Judiciary Committee, who publicly told the country he was in favor of impeachment before the inquiry had even really started, to Adam Schiff of California, who's viewed as more moderate and more judicious. Well, if Adam Schiff is your moderate and judicious option, yeah, you're in a whole lot of trouble, because he's been talking about impeachment for probably just as long. Look, folks, nobody is confused about the fact that this is incredibly partisan, that there's the Democrats trying to remove Trump like they have since before day one, right? Since he was elected, they came out with the whole fake news idea, trying to claim that he was elected on false pretenses. The Russia collusion that was investigated for 2 years, more than 2 years, and came up with nothing. Stormy Daniels. I mean, just every month, it seems, there's a new scandal, and everybody's calling impeachment, and now this comes up, and they're calling impeachment against, like the boy who called Wolf. We're all going, you're full of crap, all right? If you hadn't have been yelling this for the last 2.5 years, maybe your claims would have some weight now. But the fact is, we all know exactly what you're doing. You're totally exposed, and trying to convince us that this is not partisan will not succeed. But that won't stop people like Nancy Pelosi from trying to cloak her deception, cloak this coup, this deep state coup against an elected president in the patriotic terms that you only ever hear come out of the Democrats' mouths when they're either talking about criminals, right? I noticed in the last debate, I heard the word liberty once, and it was when Cory Booker was talking about allowing criminals to get out of jail. He talked about the American values of liberty. Well, let's go to this clip now and listen to Nancy Pelosi claim that they're doing this for the America that they love.
I want to ask you, Speaker, heading into the next election cycle, do you have any anxiety at all about any of the stuff we're talking about or anything that we're not talking about impacting your ability to hold control of the House in 2020?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Our first responsibility is to protect and defend the Constitution.
She's just such a patriotic American. Nancy Pelosi just loves the Constitution and America so much. She doesn't even care if they lose the election. This isn't about the election. How dare you accuse the Democrats of doing something for political gain? They just love America with all their hearts and all their souls, and they're just so scared that Donald Trump is a Russian, Ukrainian agent. It's just so sincere from them, right? Look, any other time, right? You go ask leftists, you go ask Democrats, it's like, the Constitution is a living document. It's like, free speech, who cares? Gun rights, screw that, that was old. The Constitution can be undone, it can be rewritten, it doesn't matter. And then it's like, oh, but you're trying to impeach Donald Trump? It's because the Constitution is sacred and inviolable. We need it, and we need to protect it from big bad orange man Trump. No, you're idiots, and you think we're idiots. It's not gonna work. We know exactly what you're up to, and we know this has nothing to do with our beloved Constitution, the one that you hate and are trying to change and are actively trying to undermine systematically, one by one, the Bill of Rights and the amendments of that Constitution. But no, it's all for the Constitution, says the witch. And you just see this. It's every single time. It's like, America's a racist, fascist country with a history of slavery and Jim Crow, and America sucks, and no borders, no USA at all. And it's like, oh, but why are you trying to impeach the president? Oh, well, it's just because we love America. Because we love America. Well, weren't you just saying you don't want America to exist anymore? No. Now they're fighting for America. Folks, it's all bull crap. And, that's what we're here for. We're here to shift through that pile of steaming bull crap and bring you the juicy nuggets of the Democrats, folks. Second hour begins. I'll try to move on from this, impeachment nonsense, and of course, Eric Peters is my guest later in this hour. And your phone calls. Stay with us, folks.
Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chocolate mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Live.
The final days of September are turning out to be incredible. Trump's speech at the UN was like oxygen to a man who's been held underwater or a big old glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. It was amazing. And it shows that we've done our job, you've done your job, to get the word out about who the real enemies of human freedom are, the globalists. Globalism is not our future, and we're going to defeat it together. But now the battle has quickened. They're trying to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've got the best products out there that you absolutely need, and we're selling them at huge discounts. We got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. So we've got Black Friday comes 2 months early for the whole next week, 50% off store wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out and help fund this revolution for a pro-human future at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes 2 months early for the next week at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight this morning and the rest of the week, folks. You know, we talked about it in the last segment, just how much the Democrats love the Constitution. That's all they care about, really. At the end of the day, they just love the Constitution so much, they'll throw their own party under the bus. They don't even care. They're just that principled. They love the Constitution. Of course, the First Amendment kind of gets in the way, okay? So we need hate speech. We need to limit that. We can probably just get rid of the First Amendment, according to the Democrats. And the Second Amendment, obviously, is wrong. I mean, the Founding Fathers just were kind of dumb in this respect, I guess. And so we love the Constitution, just not the First Two amendments. And of course, the Fourth Amendment, I mean, that's just all sorts of trouble. So we can more or less set that to the side. I mean, and the Seventh, Eighth, Ninth. Look, they love the Constitution. They're just not huge fans of what is in the Constitution and what the Constitution promises. And there's no more obvious than their attacks on the Second Amendment. We go now to this report by John Bowne.
I think we have millions of others who will not comply.
We are law-abiding, responsible gun owners, and please don't legislate the 150 million people just like me into being criminals. Like, it has happened. You've already done it. The legislation on bump stocks, I was a bump stock owner, and I had to make a decision. Do I become a felon, or do I comply? And like that gentleman that just got escorted out, I will not comply.
The hearing on so-called assault weapons drew a line in the sand. The Democrats want your president, they want you taxed to death, and they want your guns. Leading the charge, politicians who know little to nothing about firearms.
I've held an AR-15 in my hand. I wish I had it. It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving. And the bullet that is utilized, a 50 caliber, these kinds of bullets, need to be licensed and do not need to be on the streets.
Clearly define those characteristics that define an assault weapon, and assault weapons also include assault pistols and assault shotguns, then we'll be on much firmer footing.
And that would eliminate these weapons that we commonly refer to as assault weapons, and that can cause these mass casualties.
I would like to, ask, some of the people who support banning, quote, assault rifles to tell me, do you think that hunting rifles ought to be banned?
I believe any weapon that can be used to hunt individuals should be banned.
You said that anything used to hunt people should be banned. Is that correct?
Any weapon that can be used to hunt individuals should be banned.
Okay, so you then stand for the proposition to ban any type of firearm, because any type of firearm could be used to misuse and kill people.
As I stated before, with law enforcement in particular, there is a social contract that we have.
I'm asking, based on your statement, you said that anything used to hunt people should be banned. That's what you stated. You just said all, so I'm clarifying, your statement today is that all firearms, because they can be used to hunt people, should be banned. That's your statement before this committee.
So that is not my statement, so you haven't clarified my statement, sir. You've just added a statement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I don't necessarily profess to be an expert in hunting varmint, but my general sense is that if you're hitting them with an AK-15, you're not hunting them, you're killing them. And that's the only purpose of doing it.
Larry Elder, writing for Real Clear Politics, asks, How many are saved every year by guns? Almost all national survey estimates indicate that defensive gun uses by victims are at least as common as offensive uses by criminals, with estimates of annual uses ranging from about 500,000 to more than 3 million per year. 20 years ago, economist John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, wrote, "We find that allowing citizens to carry concealed weapons deters, and it appears to produce no increase in accidental deaths. If those
folks,
states...
You can find that full video at Infowars.com, at band.video. That's the new site to get around the censorship. And folks, it's amazing, to be honest with you. The quality is incredible. Band.video. Share that link.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong? Trying to fact check the president.
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the second hour of the David Knight Show on this, the 30th of September 2019. Happy Monday to everybody. Happy last day of September. Fall weather is starting to move in, just barely here in Texas. A month late, but we'll take it. We'll take it. I got a lot to talk about in this second hour, including I'll be joined by my guest Eric Peters in about 30 minutes or so, about 25 minutes or so. He'll be joining me to talk about his latest from epautos.com. But first I want to go to this video. This is former Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE Director Thomas Homan, and he sort of went head-to-head with some of the Democrats and actually called out their outrageous behavior. And I might speak up during this clip, but in case I don't, just take in the absolute arrogance and the dismissive condemnation with which they treat ex-director Homan here. And thank goodness somebody has the bravery to stand up against these people, because the way these people in Congress just believe they're above everybody and can do no wrong, and the way they wield just the minutest amount of power with absolute authority is really sickening to me. So keep an eye out for that. Here's the clip of Director Homan.
Is there anything you'd like to respond to what you've heard today?
Yeah, I'd like to respond to Acting Chairman Jay Paul and your comment about the Trump administration moving money around for more detention beds. I'd like to remind you, under the Obama administration, we did that most of the years he was president. We moved money around DHS. It's called reprogramming. We did that under the Obama administration. I don't remember any hearings on that. And also, I'd like to remind you that under the Obama administration, I mean, you're quick to point out that the cages were built under the Obama administration. I was there. Family detention, we had 100 family beds under the Obama administration. We built 3,000 more. So when there was a surge in FY14 and FY15 on the border, Congress was quick to give all the money we needed to build detention facilities, get transportation contracts. We reprogrammed money out of the majority of the years he was president. That was fine. Under Obama administration, FY12, we removed 409,000 people, half of what was removed last year. There was no hearings on that. So this is about transparency. Let's be factual about it.
The time of the gentleman has expired. Since you did address some comments at me, I'll just say that I didn't like it under the Obama administration either. In fact,
well, be honest with the American people. You can't point out faults in the Trump administration when it happened under the Obama administration. That's dishonesty. It's pathetic and it's sad.
Mr. Homan, I control the time and I am the chairwoman of the committee. Thank you for respecting that.
I'm in charge,
like
peasant.
The Obama administration, and I'll remind you, Mr. Homan, that you also testified before Congress in support of the Obama's priorities enforcement program before the Senate Judiciary Committee on May 19th, 2016, which had a very different approach.
Well, can I respond to that?
No.
Of course not.
I want to give you some time, but I do want to ask one quick question, and I want to make one quick statement. I find it very offensive that anybody would compare any federal employee, frankly, to someone who the Gestapo or running Nazi concentration camps. That is very offensive. I have 15 seconds, and I yield to you.
Thank you for saying that. I wish somebody in Democratic leadership would say that out loud. Look. You want to know why there's 50,000 people in detention? You want to know why we have 1 million illegal entries in the United States? You want to know why I have these issues? Because you have failed to secure the border. You have failed to work with this president to close the three loopholes we've asked for 2 years to close. So if you want to know why this issue exists, you need to look in the mirror. You have failed American people who are not securing the border and closing the loopholes.
Mr. Homan, please respect the chair and the authority of the chair. The time of the gentleman has expired.
I've asked you politely to let me go beyond my time, and you let other people go beyond their time, but not to Tom Homan. He don't get me go beyond his time.
Mr. Homan, we have approved an agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats with the ranking member. We increased the time of one member of Congress who was interrupted by a protest. That is done with the approval of the ranking member. Please respect the chair's authority. Mr. Homan!
You work for me. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a taxpayer.
Look at that look.
You work for me.
That's Dolores Umbridge up there.
The witness
you work
will
for me.
Suspend.
My God. Yeah, that's the, that's people working for us. That's people who claim to represent us. And, I mean, there's so much in that clip that could be talked about. I mean, just the idea that, of course, it's just what they do, man. It's like, even in just the terms of what happened there in that court. Of course, they'll allow any Democrat to go over their time. If it's a Republican or if it's somebody who's saying something against them, of course, the instant that clock runs out, it's gavel, gavel, gavel. Just shut up right now. You shut up right now, you peasant. I mean, they're on this power trip, and it's this Dolores Umbridge energy. If you're not a fan of Harry Potter, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, but right in Harry Potter, there's the big bad guy who's Voldemort, right? He's like the Hitler of the Harry Potter universe, but he's not the worst one. The worst one is this smiling, you know, glad-handing, bubbly sort of woman who is just evil. It's just pure, unadulterated evil who just loves the power that she has, and she's totally untouchable and will just smiling and just saying, oh, it's for your own good. And then, you know, carve her name into the back of your hand with a penknife. That's the energy of the Democrats. It's this Dolores Umbridge kind of holier than thou, bubbly, smiley, but they'll step on your neck until you stop breathing. And it's quite sickening, and it's why we can't allow these people to have power anymore, folks. It's like, this is enough. And, if it takes them impeaching Trump and the entire civilization of America collapsing and all of us conservatives getting together and trying to survive, then, hey, sounds fun to me. But, you know, what I'd love to do is just have these treasonous, authoritative, authoritarian abusers of their power. These are abusers of their power. And it's as clear, as simple as that. But I want to move on. I want to move on to this, and this is not an important person saying this. This is not the New York Times publishing this, but I like going on places like Reddit or Twitter or wherever you go and just finding what people are saying, especially people that aren't on our side, people that would see themselves as against us. And sometimes you find some hilarious stuff. This is from the subreddit called Gender Critical, which I think is like a trans kind of thing, but it says, this is the title. Since when did all of these things become right wing or conservative? This person says, I feel like I missed something big. Here are a few things that are considered conservative or right wing, and I don't know how this happened. Freedom of speech. That's their number one. Two is believing it's impossible to change sex and that gender roles are just cultural norms, not some fixed material reality, which is a little bit strange. And then three, believing that pornography is harmful. He says, okay, this one's tied up in religious belief, but leftists always understood that caricature propaganda harmed the targeted subject. Right-wingers view it as advantageous to ridicule an entire group of people to keep them down. How this all became conservative thinking is beyond me, this person says. There's no such thing as right-wing radical feminism. It doesn't prioritize women. Yeah, well, whatever the rest of you says. But this, I see this pop up over and over again, where it's like these liberals who are like, wait a second. Why are conservatives the only ones who are talking about free speech? Why are conservatives the only ones that seem to believe in reality anymore? And when did this happen? It's like, well, let me explain. The way you view conservatives and right-wingers is an utter fabrication and a caricature, and our intentions and our belief systems and our understanding of the world and our empathy, everything about us has been unrecognizably changed by the perspective that has been given you by the left-wing media, okay? So if you don't understand that your entire media informational network is incredibly biased against conservatives, and they will, I mean, all you have to do is look at what they say conservatives' reasoning behind things are, right? Abortion. Oh, they don't care about babies. They just hate women having choices. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I just hate that women have a choice, and that's why I'm against abortion, right? Or like any of these things where we're just like, we just want a country to have borders to protect our citizens. And they're like, mm-hmm, yeah, right. You hate Mexicans. You're a racist against anybody brown, and that's why you're bad. So why don't you just listen to the conservatives, understand what we're talking about, and understand all the things you love, like free speech, freedom of association, freedom in general, is not upheld by the liberals, it's not upheld by the leftists, it's the conservatives, because we want you to be free. Liberty, that's what it's all about. These people are confused.
Where I stand, the world has heard from presidents, premiers, rebels, and heroes who embolden us.
Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2019, is a historical day. President Trump threw down the gauntlet and said globalism is not the future of the planet.
The future does not belong to globalists.
And then Trump went after him on how the Chi-Coms are stealing our intellectual property.
Dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property.
It was simply amazing. And then he talked about the ruling leftist elite and their censorship and how it must be met head on.
My administration has made clear to social media companies that we will uphold the right of free speech.
This is amazing. Find highlights and Trump's entire historic speech at Infowars.com and band.video.
And God bless America. Thank you very much.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, let's talk about the collapse of the American society and how this is occurring, sort of a death by a thousand cuts kind of situation. And folks, if you cast your mind into the future, know that there are more or less two possibilities that I see happening in the next couple decades, maybe. One of these options is that we reestablish the spirit of America. We regain the high ground. We stop all of the indoctrination going on in the schools and the education system. We stop the activist judges. We put a halt to these NGOs undermining our laws and bringing in illegal aliens. We do all the things we need to do to gain back some semblance of control, discipline, whatever it is that this country needs that we've lost over the last 50 years. Now, if we are able to politically activate the conservative masses, the silent majority, and reestablish the kind of society that we once had in this country, well, there's hope in the future. The other option is a slow, gradual decline and degradation over many, many years where just things will start to just, everything's just a little bit worse. Everything's just a little bit more expensive. All the houses are just a little bit smaller. And suddenly, you know, I went to get, in fact, I have a story here. Maybe I can find it. I went to get a new phone the other day. And, you know, for all my life, there's been a thing where it's, do you qualify for an upgrade in your phone, right? And for all my life, what that has meant is essentially you get a free phone from the phone company. Maybe you pay $25 or something. But essentially it's like, all right, you've been with us for 2 years. You've had the same phone. You know, that's a little extra. We're going to give you a new phone. So I call my phone company and I say, do I qualify? They say, yep, you qualify for a new phone. Why don't you come in? What I've learned is that to qualify for a new phone now means that I simply don't owe money on my old phone. And in fact, if I want to buy a new phone, it's either like over $1,000 or it's like $25 a month to essentially lease this phone. And this is just another one of these sort of things where it's like, oh, it's something you used to own. They used to be yours. Now you're just leasing it from us. Cars, homes, phones. Now it's even down to, and I'll find the story in a second, but it's sweaters and sneakers are more and more being offered in on credit, where people are trying to stay up with the latest fashion trends but can't afford to, so they're renting it. So this is just another sort of symptom of this collapse, that ownership itself is becoming a thing of a past, and that everything we have in our daily lives will simply be leased to us. We'll simply constantly live on, there it is, eyeing that sweater, it's yours, in four easy payments. And this is complete control. This is the paradigm of the company store, right? This is where you own nothing. You work for a company that provides your housing and everything that you eat. And you're essentially just a indentured servant. And that's the world that's being set up for us. These are symptoms of the collapse that will just continue, right? There's not going to be a breaking point. Look at Venezuela. Look at all these places. Look at Syria. God, they've been at war for 7 years and their government hasn't collapsed. If you think that there's going to be some sort of tipping point in which this whole system suddenly collapses in on itself, you are underestimating the ability of the controllers to delay the inevitable, waylay the inevitable. It could go on for, look at South Africa, right? Now you have things where, people are mad that their cell phone reception is not working. So they tear down cell phone towers. So then the cell phone company says, you know what? We're just turning off all these towers. So countries used to be first world that had cell phone coverage with towers everywhere, you know, just like we have here. Well, suddenly they don't have cell coverage anymore. So this trajectory of advancement, of progression, technologically, societally, civilizationally, it doesn't have to keep going. It can start degrading. And that's what we're seeing here is the degradation of our society. So I have a little bit of, I have a couple examples for you of this degradation. First, from Infowars.com. I don't even like saying this, but it's the title of the story. Hail Satin. I'll say Satin. I love Satin. Hail Satin. Antifa transsexuals stage satanic ritual in downtown Portland to protest Patriot Prayer. So, you know, we're seeing statues of Satan in front of Oklahoma, and I think Indiana courthouses. We're seeing, Satanism basically being accepted as a mainstream religion. That's just a sign of collapsing civilization, considering our civilization is built on Christianity. Moving away from the spiritual to the more mundane, this is from the New York Post, the tragic result of New York City turning anti-cop. A nearly 7-year-old NPD veteran was shot to death, apparently with his own gun, in a struggle with an armed ex-con gangbanger and parolee who had been fleeing anti-crime officers. This is the third time city cops have come under fire in just a few weeks. An officer was slightly wounded on Staten Island late last month, and while there were no police injuries during a similar incident in Brooklyn a week earlier, that's not because the shooter wasn't trying. This story goes on to say the Staten Island incident involved a suspect in a domestic violent complaint who opened fire on officers with an illegal gun before being killed in the returning fire. The onlookers loudly did their best to what? What do you think they did? Well, I'll tell you. The onlookers loudly did their best to escalate the incident, wishing the cops on the scene dead, among other nasty things. This is, of course, is not a phenomenon unique to New York City. We saw it in Philadelphia when there was that standoff with the mass shooter, what, a month ago? And you saw a video of people taunting and harassing the police who are trying to deal with a person who are trying to kill the people who were harassing the police, as well as trying to kill the police themselves. So this is just yet another sort of symptom in this collapse, is the utter lack of respect for law enforcement. In fact, not just a lack of respect, a active disrespect, right? Actively antagonizing them, actively going against them, not just by the civilians on the ground, but actually by the politicians who are trying to pander to the anti-left, anti-cop left by basically siding with the criminals over the police. We have all sorts of things being suggested by presidential candidates now saying we need to release criminals, release all nonviolent criminals. Now, we can get into why retrospective, changing of the laws is bad because, hey, guess what? If you can go back in time and say, look, when you committed this crime, it was a crime. Now it's not. So we're going to let you go. Guess what? You can do the opposite too. You can go, look, when you did this, it wasn't a crime, but it's a crime now. So now we're going to go back and arrest you for it. Okay. So that's why you don't do things like change the laws retrospectively to free a bunch of criminals, because at the time they committed the crime, it was a crime on the books. They were sentenced for it. You can't go back in time and change that. Otherwise, you're opening the door to just absolute authoritarianism. This story goes on to say it doesn't help that many cops believe, quite reasonably, they've been abandoned by the de Blasio administration and by New York's political culture itself. Well, they have. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be super tuned in to the news to recognize this. The anti-cop sentiment is everywhere. It's especially virulent in New York City, where, you know, the NYPD, I think, is the sixth largest army in the world or something like that. Like, the NYPD has a force greater than many, many armies or many nations have in their army. So this is a huge and, frankly, quite successful and well-respected police department in America. And yet, of course, they're having water thrown on them. They're being harassed while they're under fire. I mean, these are the symptoms of collapse that we're seeing here in America. And they will continue as long as we don't do anything to stop them. It's up to us to stand up for the things that make America great, that make America even just worth living in. Like, I don't know, safety on the streets. So we need to stand up for that. We need to fight back against this liberalism that threatens to bring down the entire civilization as we know it.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact-check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And, of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them. I want to thank the listeners of this broadcast. I want to thank our affiliates. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the InfoWars crew. And I want to thank God in heaven, the ruler of our universe, for the fact that Donald Trump is delivering on so much he's promised to do. The speech at the UN is as important as Eisenhower's military-industrial complex, beware their tyranny speech, where he talked about a technological elite. He came out and he exposed how big tech is a new ruling class that is manipulating the minds of the people and engaging in massive oppression. And he talked about how globalism is not the future of the world. And Trump has done a great job exposing the UN, the globalists, and the Chi-Coms in their house that the Rockefellers set up in New York, the UN. This was incredible.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight this 30th of September 2019. Thank you so much for joining us. I am joined in this segment by Eric Peters. You can find his work at epautos.com or on Twitter at LibertarianCarG. Thank you so much for joining me, Eric.
By the way, love the ZZ Top bumper. Are you familiar with their tune, Manic Mechanic?
I'm not, but I should be. I'm from Houston, their hometown, so I'm ashamed.
It's one of their lesser known hits, but it's one of my favorites.
Well, maybe we'll try to find that for you for the next for the next bumper. So, Eric, you have this article on your website, EP Autos, yeah, or ericpeterautos.com, the corn lobby versus the orange man.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really bad superhero movie, the corn lobby versus the orange man.
Yeah, people in rubber Godzilla suits, right?
Yeah, exactly. It'd be entertaining. Don't get me wrong. It's just maybe B-movie title, the corn lobby versus the orange man. But of course, this is about the requirement that we have ethanol in our gasoline. And, you know, when we talk about liberty, it's not just always the government coming in and actively oppressing people. They have all these sort of roundabout ways of taxing you, of increasing prices here and there. You don't even know that's the reason, is that it's because the government has to get their little piece. So explain to us sort of the scam that goes on with ethanol and how the corn lobby is responding to it.
Well, the corn lobby is very politically powerful in the corn states, the agricultural states, where a lot of the political process begins, particularly at the presidential level. And so they wield this tremendous influence to get politicians and would-be office holders to help them gin up business. And they did it in one spectacular way by succeeding in getting this federal mandate passed called the RFS, or the Renewable Fuel Standard, that requires a huge, tremendous volume of ethanol to be sluiced into the fuel supply. And that's why almost all of the gasoline that's readily available in this country is actually only 90% gas. It's 10% ethanol. So essentially, the corn lobby has succeeded in getting the government to pick your pocket and my pocket and everybody else's pocket to finance their business. And, you know, like so many other things that are mandated, if this ethanol were such a great idea, there wouldn't be a need for a mandate. If it was something that provided a benefit to people, people would freely buy it, but instead were forced to buy it. Now, what's spectacular about what's happened is that Donald Trump is the first president in living memory to actually stand up to this a little bit, and he just announced that he is granting some waivers to a number of refineries that would otherwise be forced to produce this stuff. And the corn lobby now is pitching a fit about this, so it's really going to be spectacular over the next couple of days.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And again, the other thing that stands out to me is, of course, that they would call this the renewable fuel standards, right? And we see this over and over. And, you know, it's like, as a libertarian, I want the government to be as involved in as little as possible. But I understand that, you know, somebody needs to come in and make sure the corporations aren't just dumping toxic slew into the waters, or, you know, I don't mind having environmental protection standards. In fact, I like certain ones. But the problem is that they use the language of environmental protection, or they use the label of renewable fuel standards to, in fact, pad their pockets and take advantage of the American people and, you know, do this thing through the corn lobby. And so now here we are in a position where it's like, well, I'm not, you know, personally, diametrically opposed to environmental protections, but when you use those protections for personal gain, then it invalidates them, and suddenly I have to argue against you, and it looks like I hate the earth, right? It's just a very tricky thing, right?
We hear, you know, constantly about carbon dioxide. That's the new boogeyman, right? Carbon dioxide is warming up the planet, and we're all going to die unless we dial back carbon dioxide emissions, right?
Right.
Well, ethanol, which contains less energy per a given volume of it than gasoline, reduces fuel economy, meaning you have to burn more of this stuff to go the same distance. So guess what that does? It increases the amount of carbon dioxide emissions. So that's not very environmentally friendly, is it?
Right. No. Yeah, of course. And this is the problem that we have. So what do you think the response from the corn lobby is going to be? Do you think Trump's going to be able to stay strong? I mean, obviously, he needs the farmers, right? And he's already sort of experiencing trouble with them with the trade war going on. But maybe is this something where the corn farmers can get off of corn and start selling something else that
like food?
Maybe is like food? Like, yes, you know, food for people to eat. I know, novel idea that farmers would provide our food. So what's going to be their response, do you think?
Well, it's going to be unhappy. Look, they're addicted to this stuff. Essentially, what we've got here is a junkie problem. They have gotten used to mainlining government-funded money that's given to them in the same way that a heroin junkie shoots up smack in an alley. Mm-hmm. So until they can get off of that and get back onto healthy stuff, meaning, you know, grow corn, sell it to farmers. Farmers either, or sell it to people who raise cattle, and cattle can be turned into steaks, or sell corn to people who need to eat corn, and so on. That's how you make money, honestly, not by forcing people to buy, your product that people don't really want. And by the way, I've seen a number of studies that indicate that the cost of food has gone up, at least in part, because so much of the corn crop, the agricultural stock that we have, is diverted to the production of ethanol rather than used to feed people and feed livestock.
Yeah, of course. And then, of course, on top of just what you're talking about, the mere food production, you're talking about the arable land that's taken care of. If you're worried about emissions, how much farm equipment is being run to grow this corn? I mean, there's so many variables in these sort of calculations that they're mm-hmm. making. It's impossible to even say that this is a benefit. And then, of course, you have the information here in your article, Eric. EricPetersAuto.com, where you're talking about, it's not even, we have the facts, it's not more effective, it's not better gas mileage, it's in fact worse. So it's like, okay, yep. You're not helping anyone, nobody wants your product, oh, but you're going to use the government to force us to buy it and all this stuff.
It's a very dated boondoggle. Ridiculous. They managed to get it passed years ago when the peak oil thing was still in vogue, and everybody thought, we're going to run out of oil in this country, or we're so dependent on these volatile, unstable Middle Eastern regimes that we really need to start thinking about renewable fuels, things that we can produce here in this country. Well, here we are, almost to 2020, and the United States is now the world's dominant producer of crude oil. And we're on track to being a net exporter of crude oil within a couple of years. So the whole pretext for the renewable thing is no longer even there.
Right. But again, this is just what happens, is they'll create some sort of law. Ostensibly, they tell us, that's just a stopgap measure. This won't go on forever, but, for now, to harbor this crisis or whatever it is, we'll put this in. And then, later something happens, like we become a net exporter of oil, and suddenly we don't need this mandated corn subsidy. So we say, hey, we'd like to dial that back. Well, then it's like, well, but it's already in place, and look at all these people that you'll be hurting. And that's just, it's another thing that happens. They put something in saying, that's just for now, right? Don't worry about it. Well, we can remove it later. And you go back to remove it.
It's a dependency drug. Think about how many people, and sadly, this includes a lot of otherwise conservative or libertarian-leaning people who say, don't touch my Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that they've been taxed all their working lives, which undermined their own financial security and independence, their ability to provide for their own retirement. And now they're old, they can't work anymore, and they're utterly dependent on the government for that check every month. So they've had to compromise their principles because they need it now, and there's no alternative to it. And that essentially is what's happening with this ethanol mandate. There are a lot of farmers now who are in hock and heavily in debt, and they depend on this mandate to keep the roof over their head. And it's a tragedy for them, but it's a bigger tragedy for the country.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, of course, if you know anything about corn, it really has very little nutritional value. I mean, it's great to be fed to livestock mm-hmm. or used as bait for deer or whatever, but it's not the best crop to be growing when you're trying to feed a country or, trying to keep your farmers employed with something other than government-dependent mandates on it. Well, this is I'm joined by Eric Peters. You can find his work at epautos.com. His Twitter is at LibertarianCarG. We're going to get into more on the other side. You have this article about AGW, that's Armed Government Workers,
okay.
And the intimidation that they're getting into. We'll get into that. Anything else you want to talk about on the other side, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these short commercial messages.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, super silver skin cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere. And you're certainly not going to find it at this price. And it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your super silver skin cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as I'm taping this, September 10th. Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beet formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports, one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Ooh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beats is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it out of the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beats today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beats at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beats with free shipping at double Patriot points. The final days of September are turning out to be incredible. Trump's speech at the UN was like oxygen to a man who's been held underwater or a big old glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. It was amazing. And it shows that we've done our job, you've done your job, to get the word out about who the real enemies of human freedom are, the globalists. Globalism is not our future, and we're going to defeat it together. But now the battle has quickened. They're trying to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've got the best products out there that you absolutely need, and we're selling them at huge discounts. We got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. So we've got Black Friday comes 2 months early for the whole next week, 50% off store-wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out and help fund this revolution for a pro-human future at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes 2 months early for the next week at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith here, sitting in for David Knight, joined by Eric Peters, epautos.com. His Twitter's at LibertarianCarG. Give him a follow. Visit the website. Not only will you get up-to-date updates on the latest car technology, including reviews of the newest diesel truck from Chevy, and you get a healthy mix of libertarianism in there, too. So right down my alley. Now, you have this article called Insight into the Mind of an AGW. Now, AGW stands for Armed Government Worker. Can you explain to us exactly what you mean when you say AGW? Is this anybody from local police to the military? What qualifies somebody as AGW?
Well, essentially anybody who is packing a gun and a badge and acting as an enforcer for the state. to me, it's a very neutral but very accurate term. It's inarguable. It's different than calling a cop a pig, which I think serves no purpose. It's just a gratuitous insult. But when you refer to them as armed government workers, well, that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it also sort of, you know, maybe inadvertently highlights the fact that maybe the police have started to meld into the army and that, you know, maybe there's just one term for all of them now since there's becoming less and less of a distinction.
Well, you're familiar, I'm sure, with Radley Balko's work about the rise of the warrior cop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you look at them now and they're indistinguishable from the military. And what's alarming isn't so much the look, it's the attitude. They're being trained the same way that the military trains. And the important thing about that is the military is trained to subdue and kill people. You know, you're supposed to kill the enemy and dominate their territory, take over their cities, etc. That is profoundly diametrically at odds with the purpose of peacekeeping in a free society, which is what the purpose of a police officer ought to be. It took me a long time to reach this stage in my thinking. Instinctively, I'm not opposed to law and order. You know, I'm not opposed to, you know, people not going out and stealing and killing and raping and harming other people. I think most reasonable people are opposed to those things. But what we've got now is this oppressive occupying force that brutalizes people over nothing. People who haven't done anything to harm anybody, but who are now being harmed and even killed routinely, unfortunately, by these people that I call armed government workers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the key distinction that really comes from their training, and this is what they're trained to do, is the mindset of us versus them.
Yep.
It's appropriate in the army. It's appropriate when you are, you know, invading another country to dispose of a dictator or something like that. Like, that's an us versus them mentality. The police were never supposed to have an us versus them mentality. And that's what, you know, along with the rise of the warrior police class, right? Right along with that, you have the criminal class, which basically they see all civilians as, you know, potential criminals or, you know, criminals that just haven't been caught yet. And essentially they have not just the legal right, but sort of the moral right in their own mind to treat these people as enemy combatants rather than civilians that may have misbehaved.
There's a resort now to almost immediate hair trigger escalation at the slightest sign of recalcitrance, not overt physical resistance, but, for example, to question why you got pulled over. Before you know it, you've got a gun pointed in your face. Yeah, yep. And in the past, it used to be a point of honor with most cops, when we still had cops, to say, you know, in the course of my 30-year career, I never unholstered my weapon.
Yeah.
And now it seems they'll not only unholster it, they'll point it at people at the slightest pretext. I had something on the site. I wrote an article a couple of days ago about this horrendous traffic stop that occurred in Pennsylvania. A guy got into his car, and he just happened to drive down the street, and there happened to be a cop there. He has a custom BMW that has a loud exhaust, and he was vaping. So supposedly, a cop who was standing by the side of the road felt that the sound of his exhaust was gunfire and then saw the vaping coming out of the driver's side window and then interpreted that to mean that somebody had taken a shot at the cop. And 10 minutes later, this guy is facing 30 cops with AR-15s pointed at him. You know, behind barricade shields, and it's a miracle this guy wasn't killed.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, they're taught shoot first, ask questions later, right? You're the elite, you're the elected, you're the cops, you can do whatever you want, and we'll sort of clean it up afterwards. So, and you know, you sort of hinted at it a little bit in your previous answer, and I really want to sort of work this out with you, because I have the same struggle where in the last segment, or the segment before last, I talked about this idea where New York City is turning anti-cop, where basically cops are being demonized, they're being taunted and harassed while they're under fire, they're having water thrown on them, and I hate that. And I see how that leads to greater criminality, and it's this feedback loop that we're stuck in. So as somebody who is not particularly pro-cop, right, I'm a libertarian,
right.
I see what you see, the armed government workers who are above everybody else, who you know, have this hair trigger sort of idea. I want to argue against that. At the same time, I'm not trying to demonize all cops, but can you talk a little bit about this feedback loop that we're experiencing and where it goes?
Well, it's going to get worse unless something changes. And one thing that has to change, in my opinion, is that we have to somehow get back to the point where cops had respect for, as they like to style us, civilians, meaning they treated us with respect and they didn't resort to violence unless their lives were literally in objective danger. That's the same standard that you and I have to live under, by the way. I have a concealed handgun permit, And when I got my permit, it was made extraordinarily clear to me that the only legal way that I was permitted to use a gun in self-defense was if I were in imminent bodily harm and had no option. I could not retreat. I could not get away from the threat. And I see no rational, logical reason why that same standard shouldn't be applied to police.
Yeah, absolutely. And I find it incredibly frustrating that, you know, the overexercise of police power, the abuse of police, you know, the abuse of citizens by police, that's always, for my entire life, as long as I can remember, been, you know, as long as I've been politically aware or whatever, that's been a big issue for me. Mm-hmm. I hate that, right? And I want to fight against that. But somehow the liberals have twisted that and made it all about race to where suddenly this whole movement that I remember being around before Black Lives Matter, where it's like, look, we want to stop cops from abusing people.
Right.
And that's a very basic principled stance, right, that you can potentially achieve, you know, goals for. Suddenly it goes into implicit bias and we need training for police to recognize their implicit bias and all this sort of nonsense. And suddenly we're incapable of addressing that base principle of we need to not have cops abusing civilians, as they call them, of any race, color, or creed.
Yeah.
So it's been this confusion that makes it so much more difficult for us to approach this topic without all of these other, you know, confusing and mitigating factors.
Yeah, well, it's a premise that needs to be checked. I think we have this distorted impression, or at least a lot of people have a distorted impression, because perhaps they'll go on YouTube and they'll see a disproportionate number of abusive traffic stops or situations involving cops and people who are black or not white or whatever, and because of that and because of all the hype that surrounds it, there's this impression that somehow you have privilege if you're white, and that you don't have to worry about these things happening to you. Well, I'll tell you what, you do have to worry about them. It happened to me. I'm a middle-aged white guy, never committed any significant crime in my life other than California stopping and speeding. And about 2 years ago, I was out with some of my buddies riding motorcycles on the Blue Ridge Parkway. We were going probably 9-10 miles an hour above the speed limit, which is something everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Cop was coming the other way, and we easily could have rolled on the throttle and gotten out of there. You know, bikes are a lot faster than cop SUVs.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we figured, you know, let's pull over and we'll just talk to the guy and he'll check us out and everything will be cool and he'll send us on our way and tell us to slow down. The guy with his hand on his gun comes up to us, orders us to stare straight ahead, not turn around and look at him. And we were all, you know, terrified of this guy.
Right.
And, you know, we're a bunch of middle-aged guys. We're clean cut. We don't have tattoos and chains. And it was the craziest scenario imaginable. So I can vouch from personal experience that being white and articulate and educated is no defense against this stuff.
Yeah, this is a problem that is a societal problem. And heck, you don't even need personal experience. Look at the videos. There's that video of that one guy crawling, literally crawling down
the shaver,
hallway.
The shaver incident. Yeah, that's appalling. And that cretinous, murderous thug that literally murdered that man. You watch the video. I actually have that up on my site, and it's all over YouTube. It's readily available.
Yeah.
This man is crawling and begging for his life when he is blown away by a cop gratuitously, absolutely gratuitously. And somehow a jury failed to convict this guy. And now, if you can imagine it, this guy is collecting disability for PTSD for having murdered that
man. I did not know that was the outcome. I knew he got away with it. I knew there wasn't a punishment, but it's absolutely sickening and literally sickening. You know, you see that video like that and you get sick to your stomach. You want to fight back against it. Suddenly you find all of the, you know, sort of established opposition to this is all based off this weird, progressive race thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's all confused. What we need to do is stick to the principle of you are police. You are not here as an occupying army. And I think you lay that out really well in this article, Insight into the Mind of an AGW show, videos
and
of the way these people act.
The thought that I would conclude the conversation with here, too, is that it's important that we not allow ourselves to fall for the whole divide and conquer thing. They want, the powers that be, they want us at each other's throats. They want blacks at the throats of whites so that we don't concentrate on the common source of our problem.
That is exactly right. Well said, Eric Peters, epautos.com at Libertarian. Car G, third hour begins when we get back.
Where I stand, the world has heard from presidents, premiers,
rebels, and heroes who embolden us.
Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2019 is a historical date. President Trump threw down the gauntlet and said globalism is not the future of the planet.
The future does not belong to globalists.
And then Trump went after him on how the Chi-Coms are stealing our intellectual property.
Dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property.
It was simply amazing. And then he talked about the ruling leftist elite and their censorship and how it must be met head on.
My administration has made clear to social media companies that we will uphold the right of free speech.
This is amazing. Find highlights and Trump's entire historic speech at InfoWars.com and Band.video.
And God bless America. Thank you very much.
Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chaga mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Live.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Win an election with this stuff. Normal people don't support these ideas. This is an agenda fit not for an election, but for a revolution. That means that ordinary democracy must be suspended. That's why the left wants votes for violent felons and children and illegal aliens. It's why they want the Electoral College to be dismantled and discarded. And ultimately, it's the reason behind this fake Ukraine crisis. If the vote next year is simply about Trump's priorities versus those of the new Democratic Party, it's not close. They'll lose. People don't support these ideas. They may not like Trump. A lot of people don't like Trump. They think he's weird or off-putting and brags about himself or whatever. But if the election is about what you're going to do when you're elected, if it's about ideas, if it's about a platform, an agenda, the Democratic Party will lose. They can't win because people don't support this crap, period. So what do? They have to delegitimize Trump completely. They have to cancel the 2016 election and prevent a fair race from being run in 2020. So in a way, actually, Democrats aren't wrong. They're telling you that democracy is in the balance. They're right. It is. But the president isn't the one trying to get rid of democracy. They are. A new report, meanwhile, indicates that
That's Tucker Carlson, I believe, from his show yesterday, and can't say it better than that. The Democrats cannot stand on their positions. I mean, what are their positions? They want to take your guns. They want post-birth abortions. They can't tell the difference between male and female. I mean, these people are insane, and they have to drum up fear. And again, it's like I talk about this all the time. They're always talking about the fear-mongering going on the right, while out of the other side of the mouth, they say we have 12 years to live, and they prop up Greta Thunberg as she runs around telling everybody that we're about to die by a sailboat. No, it's you're lying. You're using fear to try to stop people from thinking logically, to stop people from thinking intelligently, and to instead swallow your swill, hook, line, and sinker. But people are not falling for it, and in fact, I see a great pushback against this type of sort of an increasing pushback, right? Bill Maher starts coming out against this. You see, especially in the pop culture arena, the more pop culture becomes politicized, the more progressive and woke all of these, you know, millionaires and billionaires in Hollywood become, the less the American people want anything to do with it. Look at the ratings on Rotten Tomato for things like Dave Chappelle's new special or any other, you know, even slightly political entry. What you see is that the critics, right, the establishment, the newspapers, and the people who know what they're talking about will give it a rating of something like 10%, while the people, the actual people watching it, the people giving their honest opinions, all rate it a 100. It's like 99 on the audience score versus 10% on the critic score. This shows the disseparation and the lack of the ability for the establishment to any longer reflect or even try to guide what the American populace thinks. And of course, we see that here from the story yesterday from Hollywood Reporter. TV ratings, Saturday Night Live premieres lower, not just lower, folks. This premiere was 30% down. That's a third of the viewers no longer tuning in because we're sick of the progressive brainwashing. We're sick of having to suspend our logic, suspend our intelligence in order to enjoy what's coming out of the boob tube. But so this is what's happening, and the elites are seeing their grip slipping, as they have ever since Donald Trump started running. They've been basically enacting more and more extreme measures, trying to prevent the awakening, trying to keep a lid on the bubbling up of humanity and the desire for freedom and human liberty that is erupting worldwide. We will get into that from Hong Kong to Italy to Greece and more as the third hour of the David Knight Show continues after this short commercial break.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans who Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Monday, September 30th, 2019. Third and final hour of the show has begun. And we're going to talk about our favorite little Swedish girl, Greta Thunberg, in this segment. Of course, you know, I don't want to just repeat all the things you know. She doesn't talk about China. She doesn't talk about India. She is a puppet. She essentially, it's not that hard to understand and actually kind of relates to what Tucker Carlson was talking about in the last segment. And it really relates to just the general tactic of the leftists and the liberals as they try to put forward their anti-liberty agenda on all fronts. And that is, first you try to just convince the people by speaking with authority and as if you know what you're talking about, but then the people don't really buy it. So then you get studies to come out that don't look into the details. Just trust us. It's what they say it is. And it doesn't really work either. Well, what about this kid? Now you have the kid say the same things you've been saying that nobody's been buying that hasn't helped you at all. Well, now it's a child saying it. So don't you feel bad? Don't you feel sad for her? And how dare you question her? She's just a child. Yeah, we're not falling for it. It doesn't work. It's desperation, and we're not that stupid. So you can stop, okay? You can just stop right now. But I do want to show this clip that we have of Greta Thunberg, because it exposes exactly what I'm talking about. She is not some sort of grassroots leader that, you know, started a movement, so now she's on top and everybody wants to hear what she has to say. No, she's just some girl from Sweden that they plucked up and put in front of the cameras and said, pay attention to her. She's the best. And she doesn't, not only does she not have any authority or any, you know, actual, I don't know, gravitas, right? She's not actually leading anybody. She's just literally a puppet. And no, there's no better way to expose this than the clip I'm about to show you now. This is Greta Thunberg. And a quick little comparison between Greta Thunberg on script and Greta Thunberg off script. Let's roll that video.
Mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales
on script
of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
How dare you?
Could you please tell us what kind of message?
Now here she is with no script.
Today, what kind of message would you send by doing this?
Pretty simple question.
Leaders? And also, can I ask you, do you think it's about time that President Trump would respond to what you have said today?
I think. I'm sorry, what was the first question?
What's the message?
Just hand this little girl the reins, yeah. Okay? Just listen to her.
The message we want to send is to say that we have had enough. And anyone else want to answer that
anyone
question?
Anyone else? God, help me. Help me, God, please. Please, the strings have been cut. I'm no longer being puppeteered. Please, somebody else take over by God.
What about President Trump? He's here today. Do you think he should respond in any way?
I think maybe you should give some questions to the others as well.
She's like, please, please stop asking me questions. I'm just a puppet. I'm just a puppet after all. How dare you? How dare you? What do you mean by that? What? No, me? No, nothing. I don't know. What about them? Ask them, please. Please, God, stop asking me questions. Yeah, she's a puppet. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She has no authority. She's not even leading a movement. She has been placed there by George Soros' operators. Not a conspiracy theory. That's just the way it is. That's just the facts of the matter. Of course, I have this story from 7news.com.au. Billionaire French luxury brand boss accuses Greta Thunberg of catastrophism. I like that word, catastrophism. And essentially what she's doing is spreading fear. And let me explain why I think that this is happening and why especially this is focused on young people. Because last week you had millions and millions of young people getting out there and marching for climate change. Of course, they got to skip school to do it, but that's not why. They just love the climate. They love the environment. They demand that the government come in and tax everything because of climate. I don't know. I don't understand it either. Neither do they. So they're marching, right? They're involved. They think this is an existential crisis. Of course, you have so many videos of like little girls just like weeping and crying because they've been told that the earth is ending because of the big bad Republicans. It's child abuse. It's mental abuse. It's trauma-based mind control. But let me explain to you the real danger of this. And I hinted at this last time I was on the War Room, and I'll try to explain it again in as succinct a way that I can. So there is a sort of psychiatric understanding of this phenomenon known as learned helplessness. And the way they proved this, the study they used, was they had a puppy. And the puppy was in a little cage that had two parts that were divided by a small wall that it could jump over if it wanted to. And the floors were electrified. And so they would put a dog in this contraption and they would shock him, give him a shock, and the dog would jump over the wall to the other side. And so, of course, they had the control and the variable. So some dogs, if they would jump over the wall, they would no longer get shocked. And so they would realize, okay, that's what I got to do. If I get shocked, I jump over the wall. Other dogs, both the sides were electrified. So they'd shock the dog would jump over, and it would get shocked on the other side as well. The dogs that learned that would then be placed into another container of similar build. And when they would shock the dogs this time, the dogs could jump over and it would no longer get shocked, but because of what happened to it previously, it wouldn't even try to jump over the fence. It would just lay down and continue to be shocked. And so, of course, the dogs previously who jumped over and realized, okay, if I jump over, it no longer electrifies me, then they would jump over. But the dogs that had been trained through learned helplessness to understand that their situation was hopeless, so they shouldn't even try to fight it. Now, why am I talking about this? Because this is what's happening on a huge scale, not just in colleges where they tell every kid you have to go to college, and they go to college and they tell kids you have to do this, you have to fight the system, fight the machine, give your life to fight back. And what happens? They spend 4 years trying to fight the power. They realize nothing they're doing works. And so then later in their life, when they see an injustice, when they see something that needs to be changed, they're that dog that just lays down and continues to be shocked because they've learned helplessness. They've learned that it doesn't matter what you do, nothing will ever change, so why even try? That's what's being done to millions of children across America with this climate change crap, because what they're the solutions, so-called, that they're suggesting, even if they were accepted and applied worldwide, they wouldn't do anything, right? It's not strictly CO emission or, you know, whatever emissions that are causing the warming of the planet. There's so many different variables that even if you got this stuff passed, it really wouldn't make a difference because of the strength of the sun, because of the ongoing changes in the climate, because of the unrestricted pollution that goes on in places like India, China, and Africa. So it's not going to make a difference even if they get it done. Now, the people who are aware of what's going on know that, and so they're not going to put these laws into practice because they know it wouldn't change anything anyway. So what you have are millions of children all over the United States told that this is a horrible thing, told they need to stand up and fight against it, with the full knowledge of everybody involved that that activism is not going to help. It's not going to change a thing. So what's going to happen when these kids grow up a little bit and they see more injustice and they see more things wrong with the world? Well, they're going to be in the same state of that dog they got shocked even if it jumped over the fence. They're going to have learned helplessness, and they're going to see an injustice, and they're going to see some sort of bad thing going on in the world their government's doing or whoever is doing. And instead of standing up against it, instead of fighting back against it, even, you know, subconsciously, their mind's going to go back to that time they gave their all to fight climate change, and nothing happened. It didn't work. So this time, why even fight? So that's the real danger of Greta Thunberg and her catastrophism and her, you know, insane spewing of this fear-mongering and worry. It's all training all of these kids who participate in this, training them to understand that there's nothing they can do. It's luring them into learned helplessness. This is all a scam, and it's being done to pretty much every American kid right now. More on the other side.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at Infowars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that could cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last, across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank the listeners of this broadcast. I want to thank our affiliates. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the InfoWars crew, and I want to thank God in heaven, the ruler of our universe, for the fact that Donald Trump is delivering on so much he's promised to do. The speech at the UN is as important as Eisenhower's military-industrial complex, Beware Their Tyranny speech, where he talked about a technological elite. He came out and he exposed how big tech is a new ruling class that is manipulating the minds of the people and engaging in massive oppression. And he talked about how globalism is not the future of the world. And Trump has done a great job exposing the UN, the globalists, and the Chi-Coms in their house that the Rockefellers set up in New York, the UN. This was incredible.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, folks, I've never been in any, you know, confusion as to just how lucky I am to have the job that I have at InfoWars. The fact that I get to wake up every day and come in and fight the globalist and wage this informational war is really just an absolute blessing, and I don't take this for granted whatsoever. But I was listening to some old videos of a very popular radio show. Not ours, right? A different radio show. And these guys who were, I mean, they were nationally famous. They were, you know, pretty popular back in the day. And I was listening to some of these old radio shows, and they're complaining about their situation. They're like, oh, we're in this studio recording and it's filthy and they won't get us anything. And, you know, they can't get this done. They can't get this done. You know, we're begging for a slightly bigger studio and they can't find one. And I was just thinking about that and comparing that to like what we have here at InfoWars, like these incredible studios, this technologically advanced studios. It's not just for radio. We're broadcasting TV. We're broadcasting online. The fact that we now have band.video, folks, you got to go there. You got to check it out. I'm blown away by the, the technical ability of our IT team and the quality of the videos and the look of it all. I mean, this is incredible stuff. And so it really just re-emphasized and really made me even more appreciative of just how well we are treated here at InfoWars because of the support of you out there going to InfoWarsStore.com. And just know there's not some big bureaucracy of suits here that's telling us what we can say and what we can't say. And there's not a lot of infighting and we need this and we just can't get it and our equipment is failing. No. There's none of that because every dollar that comes into InfoWars goes right back out to the people, right? It goes into the equipment. It goes into the expansion, the new shows that we have, the new shows we're developing, the new technology, the band.video. I mean, it's all goes right back into it. And that's because we know what we're doing here is not just trying to provide an entertaining show, which we are trying to do, but we're doing something much more important, which is wage this very real information war that will determine the fate of humanity as a whole. Humanity itself hinges on whether or not the people of the world are given the access to the information they need to rise up and demand liberty from those that would steal it from them. So anyway, that's just, you know, if in case you're wondering, you know, what happens when you buy a product from InfoWarsStore.com, it goes right back into production. And that's why we are able to broadcast out of this top of the line, state of the art. And it's not excessive, right? We aren't taking, you know, champagne baths and riding around in Ferraris. No, no, we're a humble little operation still. But the fact is, there's nothing that we need to get this information out that we're denied. There's nothing that we can't manage, you know, just with the rest of the big boys, right? We're right up there with them, not because we have billionaires, not because we're selling advertising to people who would poison and kill you, like all these big corporations. No, we get our money directly from you, the people, the fans of the show. And that's why we're able to do all of this. So a special thank you to you. A special thank you, of course, to Alex Jones for putting all this together. Cause, you know, it's all about him. At the end of the day, if he wanted to, he could be a multi millionaire. He could have it all for himself. Instead, what he does is put it back into the company. And hopefully you out there recognize this and you see just how high level this production all is and, how sort of dedicated we are to bringing you this news in such a high quality fashion. So anyway, that's my little rant of my momentary obsession with a defunct radio show this weekend. I tend to find something on YouTube and just delve into it very far, whether that's like alien videos and conspiracy videos, or maybe it's just some strange sort of corner of the internet I'm not familiar with yet. And so I delve into it and you learn all sorts of interesting stuff. And I'll talk about that a little bit more later. But in the last segment, we were talking about Greta Thunberg and the absurdity of her entire movement and just how obvious it is that she's controlled, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now this story is from independent.co.uk. Thousands of ships fitted with cheat devices to divert poisonous pollution into the sea. Okay. So if I were to ask you, what's one thing that the government could actually do that's actually well within its purview? That wouldn't require extra, congressional, mandates, nothing like that. What's the number one thing it could do to stop so-called climate change, to stop the propagation of CO2 into the atmosphere? I contend that the one thing it could do would be to put tariffs on other countries. It would be to stop the excessive shipping to and from places like China. Because folks, there's something like 10 of the biggest ships create as much pollution as every car in the world combined. That's how little, you know, we have an effect as an individual, right? I can recycle everything I ever, you know, every piece of trash I ever have, I can recycle it. I can have an electric vehicle that happens to run off coal-powered generators, but let's just forget that. I can do everything in my power. I can give my straws back to McDonald's. No, I don't want it. I'm too aware of the environment to have such a thing. I can do everything that's within my power and I don't change the needle whatsoever. Meanwhile, these giant ships plying to and fro across the ocean continuously to try to, you know, get us cheaper plastic goods from China are just spilling the pollution forth. It's just gushing out in clouds out of these ships. Because why? Because we do things like grow a chicken in the United States, send it to China to be processed, and then shipped back to America to be sold. Okay, that's something that we do. And there's something called the Jones Act, which search Nick Begich and look into his reports about the Jones Act, because that forces shipping companies, it doesn't allow them to go from American port to American port. So they have to go to an international port first and then back to an American port. How many thousands of miles are being added to these trips on these massive tankers because we have these incredibly stupid trade laws? If we were to emphasize keeping jobs here, production here, not sending every little thing to China and back just to shave a couple cents off the price, if we were to be an America first economy, do you know how much pollution we would get rid of just as an afterthought, just as a side effect to what should be done anyway? Massive. Well, here you have global shipping companies have spent billions of dollars rigging vessels with cheat devices. So $12 billion have been spent on these devices. They're called open-loop scrubbers, which extract sulfur from the exhaust fumes of the ship. And, you know, okay, because here's the deal. If you put these this sulfur and these chemicals out into the air, well, then it's air pollution, and you can be charged for that. And there's different things limiting how much air pollution that your ship is allowed to put out there. So what do? They spend billions of dollars to attach loopers so it just goes into the ocean instead. You did it. We've saved the earth, everyone. And not only does it just put it into the ocean, which of course has devastating effects on the wildlife, in whichever waters it goes to, it also decreases the fuel efficiency of it. It makes everything worse. The ICCT has estimated that the cruise ships with scrubbers will consume 4 million tons of heavy fuel in 2020 and will discharge over 180 million tons of contaminated scrubber wash water overboard. So that's what you get when you listen to the liberals and try to fix the environment their way, is you get these billionaire companies just circumventing the laws, making pollution even worse while getting subsidies from our government to do so. That's what you get when you follow their logic. Follow my logic, stop shipping stuff to and from China unnecessarily, and hey, we might actually save the earth. That's just a guess.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them. My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beet formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports, one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Ooh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beets is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it out of the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beets today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com, and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages, and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beets at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now, we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beets with free shipping and double Patriot points. The final days of September are turning out to be incredible. Trump's speech at the UN was like oxygen to a man who's been held underwater or a big old glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. It was amazing, and it shows that we've done our job, you've done your job, to get the word out about who the real enemies of human freedom are, the globalists. Globalism is not our future, and we're going to defeat it together. But now the battle has quickened. They're trying to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've got the best products out there that you absolutely need, and we're selling them at huge discounts. We got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. So we've got Black Friday comes 2 months early for the whole next week, 50% off store wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out and help fund this revolution for a pro-human future at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes 2 months early for the next week at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I got half an hour with you left. I'm trying to figure out in what order I should cover some of these top stories. There are quite a few good ones. I think I'll start with this because it has to do with hate speech. And I figured something out about hate speech recently. I'll tell you about that in just a second, because it not just exposes hate speech for the reality of what it is, the destruction of free speech, but it goes even farther than that. But let me read this here from Infowars.com's Jamie White's article. War on free speech. New York City criminalizes the term illegal alien. So violation of these new hate laws are punishable by fines of up to $250,000 per offense. In a shocking attack on the First Amendment, New York City has banned the term illegal alien and criminalized threatening to call ICE on illegal immigrants. So, I mean, how is there any way to read this other than the destruction of the First Amendment? Well, there isn't one. And here's the deal. We had a video a week or two ago where people were hanging posters that said Islam is right about women. And as funny as that segment was, it was introed by the local anchor there who said, and this is the phrase, and I remember it quite clearly because so many things jumped out at me. She said, police are now trying to determine whether this was hate speech or free speech. And you sort of blink and go, what did she, what? Because not only, I mean, obviously the first part, the police are asking, well, the police, if anybody, the police are not in charge of determining what is and is not free speech, right? They shouldn't have anything to do with that in the first place. Second of all, there is no distinction between hate speech and free speech. Free speech must include hate speech for it to mean free speech, okay? And to explain this, there are certain limitations to free speech. Yet, as I understand it, these don't have to do with the actual speech that's being said, right? The classic example, which comes from a Supreme Court decision, is yelling fire in a crowded movie theater. Well, it's not so much about the word fire, right? I could yell fire all I want as long as I'm not actually creating a panic or trying to create a panic. It's not illegal to yell fire. Just like I wouldn't have to say anything if I set up a projector or, you know, a smoke machine and I made it look like the theater was on fire. And in that way, I instigated a stampede or, you know, caused a dangerous situation to develop. It's not about saying the word. It's not about the word fire, right? It's about the action that the words are a tool of accomplishing. In the same way that another thing that might be seen as limiting free speech would be direct threats of violence. But again, it's not the words that are being used. It's not the speech itself that's criminalized. It's that the speech is a precursor of or is revealing imminent physical threat. So just like yelling fire in a movie theater or threatening somebody, if I were to have a bat and approach you as if I was going to hit you, I don't have to say a thing. And yet I've threatened you, right? And that would be considered assault. So again, it's not about what is being said as much as it is about what those, the action that those words are creating or influencing or whatever. Now, so hate speech, that's not the case. Hate speech, it is the words. It is the thought. The idea is the thing that is dangerous. And here's the craziest thing. And I want to ask people, I want to go around and ask people, does hate speech need to be false? Can something be true and also hate speech? And if you know anything about the way hate speech laws are enacted, of course they can be true. In fact, I think in most cases, it's only hate speech if it is true. Now, here's the crazy thing. In places like Canada or England, if you were to cite statistics by race that reflect badly on a race other than white people, you can be charged with a crime, even if you're using stats that are provided by the government. So the government can give you stats. You can repeat those stats in an argument, and then that same government will punish you for a hate crime, for hate speech. Okay? This is the absurdity of the idea of hate speech, of the idea of criminalizing an idea, criminalizing a thought. It's thought crime. That's what hate speech is in a nutshell. But that's the crazy thing, is that if you say, you can say something that's utterly fake, utterly wrong, utterly incongruous with the reality of what's going on, and nobody really cares. But if you say something that is offensive to a certain person because it's true, then you can be punished. So, you know, as I thought about this more, I sort of realized that hate speech itself is really the criminalization of truth, right? You can lie all you want. Doesn't matter. If you tell the truth about something that they don't like, well, then they come down on you like a bag of hammers. So here you have New York City criminalizing the term illegal alien because that's exactly what they are. They just say, well, it's meant to demonize and criminalize these people. But, you know, if I were to say something that's just totally untrue, nobody would really care. They would just write me off. If I say something that's true and offensive, that's when they come down on you. That's when they want to make it illegal. And really, hate speech is just when, hate speech is it. This is it in a very simple sort of nutshell. Hate speech is when the truth is the same as the stereotype. That's my understanding. When you see the reality comports with the stereotype, then it's hate speech. That's what I have to say about hate speech. So this is ridiculous. I mean, if the people of New York are not standing up against this, I mean, it's like New York and California. Those are the two places you can go to see the effects of liberalism and see just how destructive it is to even the most powerful and rich sections of our country. California, the golden state, right? The most prosperous, beautiful state in the republic is now just awash with feces and just disgusting. And half of the people in California, according to a recent poll, are planning on leaving the state. Half of them. How much you want to bet they're going to take that liberal contagion with them when they come to places like Texas and try to infect us and turn us blue? Yeah, that's absolutely going to happen. Speaking of hate speech and hate groups, there's this little thing called SBLC, right? And they have a hate group label, which has actually resulted in terrorist attacks being committed against people on this list because the SBLC put them on the list. And I bring this up because earlier today, or actually yesterday, there was a story about Roger Stone and his defense, and it begins with the words corrupt Obama judge Amy Berman. So I'm searching this story and I type in the words corrupt Obama judge, and autofill in my, because of the bookmarks that I have, comes up this other story, corrupt Obama judge Amy Berman Jackson tosses lawsuit over SBLC's hate group label. And you may have seen this last week, I believe. But yeah, I started to realize this judge, Amy Berman Jackson, is meshed in everything. And so here is the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're attempting to be sued by people who they've designated hate groups, who have seen violence and protest lobbied at them because of the Southern Poverty Law Center designation that's been given them. Basically, they're suing to say, look, this is a hate group. And when they determine that somebody else is a, quote, hate group, it causes violence against them. And so they're trying to sue them. That gets shut down by Judge Amy Berman Jackson. Then yesterday, corrupt Obama Judge Amy Berman Jackson bars Roger Stone defense from tying the case to Russian hackers. And we're about to go to break, so stay tuned and I will reveal to you, you will understand just how absurd this story is, okay? Really unbelievable stuff, folks. So stay tuned. I'll get into this in the next segment, folks. In the meantime, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the sales that we have, folks. 50% off of InfoWars Life Select storable food. You need that. $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration Unit. $80 off the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration Unit, which actually I need to get a new filter. I need to get a new one. I have one in my house, and I need to get a new one. Maybe I'll take advantage of this sale as well. Stay tuned, folks.
Where I stand, the world has heard from presidents, premiers, rebels, and heroes who embolden us.
Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2019, is a historical day. President Trump threw down the gauntlet and said globalism is not the future of the planet.
The future does not belong to globalists.
And then Trump went after him on how the Chi-Coms are stealing our intellectual property.
Dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property.
It was simply amazing. And then he talked about the ruling leftist elite and their censorship and how it must be met head on.
My administration has made clear to social media companies that we will uphold the right of free speech.
This is amazing. Find highlights and Trump's entire historic speech at InfoWars.com and band.video.
And God bless America. Thank you very much.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed that their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silversol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
September is almost over. And right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of the David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. He's on vacation this week. I will be in the chair at least until Thursday. Friday, Greg Reese either takes over or joins me as a co-host. We'll figure it out. We'll play it by ear. Lots of great guests coming up later in the week, and I'll be sure to get to your phone calls tomorrow. I sort of ran out of time today. I was going to get to your phone calls, but you know, Monday, there's so much news over the weekend that sort of have to spend the whole time just trying to get all these headlines written. Now, in the last segment, I was talking about Judge Amy Berman Jackson, corrupt Obama judge. Just search corrupt Obama judge, and it autofills Amy Berman Jackson because of just how just openly partisan this woman is. Well, she has barred Roger Stone's defense from tying the case to the Russian hackers, which is interesting because that's what the case is all about. Stone was accused of making a false statement related to the Russia collusion canard, but Judge Jackson said his defense lawyers are not allowed to bring up the fact that the government was never able to prove the Russians were behind the stolen emails given to WikiLeaks. Not even able to prove that in the first place, yet they still charge him. As Bloomberg reports, Roger Stone was charged as a part of the investigation of Russia interference with the 2016 U.S. presidential election, but jurors at his November trial won't hear much about that probe after a federal judge barred his lawyers from basing their defense on what it failed to conclusively prove. Quote, this indictment does not charge Roger Stone with conspiracy related to hacking or anything else, Jackson said. No, nothing to do with hacking. I mean, yes, he was charged about coordinating with WikiLeaks to release the hacked information, but that doesn't have to do with the hacked information, right? This makes sense if you're Amy Berman Jackson. Totally ridiculous. So she's referring to the case against the Russian GRU officers, saying, quote, we're not going to have that trial in this courtroom until the defendants are present. Judge Amy Berman Jackson previously hit Roger Stone with a gag order and threatened to put him in jail. And I mean, the treatment of Roger Stone, the absurdity of this ruling here from Judge Amy Berman Jackson, which is shocking to say, not her most outrageous ruling, including, you know, in comparison to the SPLC ones and stuff. But it's up there. It's up there because it's utterly ridiculous. And I mean, the treatment Roger Stone's been put under, and just the double standard that exists in every strata of our society that is infected with this liberalism, from the way the media treats conservatives versus liberals to the way the courts treat them. I mean, the cards are so stacked against us. It's shocking that, you know, that we're doing as well as we are. Let's just say that. I'm just read through some of these headlines I didn't get to yet. This one is rather worrying from Business Insider. In a lab test of 15 illegal weed vape cartridges, 13 of these 15 contained a dangerous additive, and all 15 were contaminated with cyanide. This is crazy. And a test of the, 15 out of 15 of the illegal cartridges contained a fungicide. When burned, can turn into hydrogen cyanide, an extremely dangerous poison. Incredible. Whereas all of the legal vape cartridges were deemed safe. In addition to the fungicide, 13 out of the 15 contained vitamin E, and that's a solvent that's used to cut cannabis vapes, and that is what they think is perhaps the cause of all of the vaping sicknesses that we are seeing. And I sort of knew this was true from early on. Of course, our engineer CJ, when he first heard the story, he was like, no, there's got to be something else. There's got to be something, you know, it's not supposed to be in there that's causing this, because the chemical, it just doesn't add up. Well, he was right. And then, of course, I just sort of understood that this was the case because it seemed like every case we were hearing about was underage kids. And so to me, I was like, well, if this was just something that was in the vape cartridges that were bought legally, then adults would be affected by this too. The fact that it was almost primarily children, people under 18, meant that they were probably not able to legally buy it. They must have illegally bought it. It must have something to do with the black market aspect of this, and this test seems to bear that out. So very interesting, still sort of up in the air what's going to happen with the vaping. And of course, I don't know if if David's talked about this on this show, I imagine he probably has the idea of the whole reason that they're going after vaping now is because so many smokers are turning to vaping and no longer buying tobacco products. So the government is no longer getting that huge tobacco tax subsidy that the tobacco companies have been saddled with, right? They get way more taxes if you buy a carton of cigarettes than if you do if you buy a cartridge for a vape. So for the government, it's in their best interest to keep people smoking, keep people off of the alternatives, because they got to rake in that tax money. So, yeah, no question as to why they're going after vaping now. But, of course, these illegal cartridges are rather dangerous and something to be concerned about. Now, Mohammed bin Salman, better known as MBS, Prince of Saudi Arabia, two very interesting headlines I saw pop up all over the place today. He denies ordering the Khashoggi murder, but he says he takes responsibility for it. So that's very interesting, but sort of, to me, the more interesting headline is this one. Saudi Arabia's MBS says war with Iran would collapse the global economy. Yes, I think that's fairly obvious. I think what we're seeing now is the stratification of every government in the world really lining us up for what could potentially be a world war. And you have these massive factions with Russia, Iran, Syria, China lining up against America, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Europe. If Iran were to be attacked outright, they are not a weak country. They are not a small country. They are not a poor country. They are an advanced, rich, and militarily powerful country. And it would not be like the Iraq War with America just going in and murdering 500,000 civilians and stomping around waving our American flags over the corpses. As much as, you know, the ghost of John McCain would love to see that, it would be a much more intense fight with Iran, and I think it's in everyone's best interest if we avoid a war with that country at all costs. Now, Donald Trump has done a fantastic job at steering us around this, steering this ship of state in a peaceful direction for a very long time. As we all know, Hillary Clinton would have preemptively bombed Iran. It was like a main statue of her election campaign. So thank God we got Donald Trump in there, and he's been able to not only mitigate the threats from Iran, but also been able to not fall for the false flags that have popped up, I mean, continuously. I mean, do we even need to go through? And it's interesting because if any one of these would have had the result that the globalists wanted to have, it would be, I mean, this would be the, you know, it's like the Gavilo Princeps killing Franz Ferdinand, right? It would have been the catalyst for a world war. The downing of the drone. You remember, it was like, we have to respond. We have to kill all of them. They downed a drone. We have to destroy them. You know, the bombing of the Saudi Arabian oil facilities, even as far back as the so-called, now thoroughly debunked, and I say debunked, not in the way that the New York Times uses debunked, where basically what they mean is it's absolutely true, but please stop questioning it. That's how they use the term debunked. I use the term debunked to mean professionals and scientists unbiasedly went in and determined that this narrative was a false one. That is the chemical attacks that took place in Idlib and elsewhere, which have been, as I say, thoroughly debunked. But hey, if they would have fallen for that, if Hillary Clinton had been in office, that would have been the World War starting point, right? That would have been the event that would have plunged us into millions, maybe a billion deaths. You know, who knows with the technology that we have what the catastrophic effects of a world war would be. So thank God we've been able to avoid that. Some other headlines that you can look more into, but just sort of tidbits. You can find more at Infowars.com. The FBI has expanded their probe into Jeffrey Epstein. So supposedly that is not case closed as far as the FBI is concerned, bringing Prince Andrew into the conflict even more. They say he's likely to become more deeply engulfed in this affair as the FBI continues to investigate it. Likewise, the State Department has ramped up their probe into the Clinton email server. When I saw this headline, I had a flashback to 2016. It's like, okay, all right, I guess this is still going on. So that's good because, you know, these were crimes and potentially treasonous activities that never really got solved, never really got figured out. So not too much to report on that other than the FBI and the State Department are expanding their probes into Jeffrey Epstein and the Clinton email server, respectively. There's a great video of the Biden rally chaos as crowd swarms a Me Too protester. And I would be surprised if maybe there was a little InfoWars contest coming out of this, because in this article where they talk about this Me Too protester, they mention extensively the number of interruptions the Clinton campaign faced with the Bill Clinton is a rapist crowd. So, yeah, that's going to happen with this next next campaign. Harrison Smith signing off. Alex Jones starts now.
I want to thank the listeners of this broadcast. I want to thank our affiliates. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the InfoWars crew, and I want to thank God in heaven, the ruler of our universe, for the fact that Donald Trump is delivering on so much he's promised to do. The speech at the UN is as important as Eisenhower's military-industrial complex, beware their tyranny speech, where he talked about a technological elite. He came out and he exposed how big tech is a new ruling class that is manipulating the minds of the people and engaging in massive oppression. And he talked about how globalism is not the future of the world. And Trump has done a great job exposing the UN, the globalists, and the Chi-Coms in their house that the Rockefellers set up in New York, the UN. This was incredible.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
The final days of September are turning out to be incredible. Trump's speech at the UN was like oxygen to a man who's been held underwater or a big old glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. It was amazing. And it shows that we've done our job, you've done your job, to get the word out about who the real enemies of human freedom are, the globalists. Globalism is not our future, and we're going to defeat it together. But now the battle has quickened. They're trying to bankrupt us and shut us down. We've got the best products out there that you absolutely need, and we're selling them at huge discounts. We got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. So we've got Black Friday, comes 2 months early for the whole next week, 50% off store-wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out and help fund this revolution for a pro-human future at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes 2 months early for the next week at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.